It gives you the freedom to say no. Now think about this. No is one of the most powerful words in the English language. No. We are taught to be positive, however, aren't we? We're taught to say, yes. Yes, I would be happy to. Yes. You know, I do my best to be a student of Jesus, and I hope everyone here is a student or a disciple of Jesus. And for the last 15-some years of being on this Jesus journey, I was always captivated when Jesus talked about His driving life vision that He had, where He said, quote, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me." Now, I don't know about you, and as you can tell, food means something different to me. Or maybe that's just because I turned 43. Maybe it just moved down. Is that what it is? That'll work. You know, "My food," Jesus said, "is to do the will of Him who sent me." Now, of course, Jesus wasn't talking about physical food, was he? He was talking about spiritual food. His food, His spiritual fulfillment, is to do the will of Him who sent me. It is about life sustenance and to finish the work that God sent Jesus, sent us to do. That word "finish" is big, isn't it? How many here have started a project and somewhere along the line, whether you lose interest or just focus or whatever, it didn't get done? Anybody? Yeah. And for the rest of you, we have prayers for you. Through my years in ministry, I have seen many people come through churches who have a great start. A great start, right? So excited! Fired up! They walk into the grocery store talking about Jesus, right? That's awesome, isn't it? But what happens? What happens? This is one of the biggest issues that the church had whenever finally kids started growing up in the church. Well, what is there to be excited about, Mom and Dad? I grew up in the church, right? Anybody else experienced that other than this one that grew up in the church right here? Yeah. What's to be excited about, Mom? I know all about Jesus. I know all about the church. I know what Jesus came for. I've known it all my life. I've never not been a Christian, Mom and Dad. How many have said that word? That sentence, I mean. But somehow, the focus, the drive, the energy, the fire wanes, doesn't it? And as I said a couple weeks ago, unfortunately, many people in the church are still suckling at their mother's breast as far as Christianity is concerned. Remember Paul talks about that? He says it's time, the Apostle Paul says it's time for you to stop suckling your mother's milk. You need to start getting into real food, the kind that you chew. And it takes a while to digest it. It takes a while to understand. You hear what I'm saying? It takes us, well, for some reason, people fizzle out before long. We don't finish the course. Jesus lived on this earth for only 33 years and was able to say at the end of those years, "I have finished the work You have sent me to do, Lord. I have finished the work." That's my prayer. Is that your prayer? This incredible, compelling life picture will give me and all of us the resolve to finish the work that God has sent us to do. 3 weeks ago, we were in Nehemiah 4, and Nehemiah had built the wall to half its height. And we said, or I should say I said, half finished is one of the hardest places to be. Remember, I went through the laundry list of things that I had half done. Remember when Mom and Dad brought me all the stuff of mine that they wanted to get out of their house? Remember that? And as I went through that many years ago, I realized all the stuff that I was half done with. Right? Can I get an amen just to make me feel good? Yeah. All right. Just let me believe you're following me here, okay?